Welcome to the Empower You Radio Network, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom, with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologist. Everybody, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. I'm your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and human design specialist. And I'm grateful that you could all join us today as we talk about the stars in the heavens. And I have a wonderful guest this afternoon named Marilyn Harper. She's a spiritual healer and channel, and she will be sharing her work with us this afternoon and doing some numerology readings for callers. So I'm really glad that you all could join us. Before we launch into that part of the show, I have a couple of announcements. As you know, I'm also, I am really the energy behind Empower You Radio. And as such, I have other shows on the network besides just my own Living Astrology show. And so I wanted to let you know that one of the shows that's turned out to be fairly popular is Women Uncensored. And it's now moved to Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern from its normal date on Fridays. It just seemed like Wednesday would be a better day, so we've moved them over. Our friend, Tarot of Empowerment, with Reverend Judith Salt, she's coming back on Wednesday, May 21st. And her show will air at 6 p.m. Pacific, and that would be 9 p.m. Eastern. And her show is going to be running the first and the third weeks of each month. So we're hoping that, you know, she'll catch on and we'll you know, be able to convince her to come on weekly. I will be Judith's guest on that first show, and we will be doing combined tarot and astrology readings. Plus, each show that she does, one person will win a print of one of her new tarot cards from the new deck that she's working on, the Tarot of Empowerment. And I tell you, those cards are beautiful. They are absolutely stunning. Go to her website at tarotofempowerment.com, and you can catch a sneak peek of the new designs that she's coming out with. And I meant to announce this last week, but you know how things go when Laura and I get together on the show. Coming in July, Laura Walker of Oracle Report is going to be joining us on Empower You Radio with a show of her own. And she'll be featuring some of the work that she does with Black Moon Lilith and Eris, and also the energies of some of the Mahavidyas that she works with. So I am extraordinarily excited to be welcoming her to our network. So tune in to Empower You. I have a new website coming up, and I can give you the address to that right now. It's www.empoweryouradio.com. And from that website, you'll be able to see the shows that we have available. You'll be able to get a description of each week's shows. So please join us there. I will probably make that live tomorrow. It seems like a really good day tomorrow, and in a few minutes I'll tell you why. So check it out and you know, tune in to some of the other shows that we have coming up. All right, let's turn now to the astrology news for this upcoming week. We have some really interesting energies that are lining up for the week. Of course, we always have interesting energies, right? But this week, I was kind of stunned because, you know, usually I know when there's something, you know, really extraordinary that's about to happen. This one went totally over my head, and it is that we are still in the midst of the Cardinal Cross, of course, and that energy is sort of been with us for off and on for several months, but really in its most intense form throughout the month of April. And although it isn't as strong as it was, we're still being shown the potential for new openings in our lives. And sometimes that opening comes through our willingness to let something go. For example, a rocky relationship, a job, or an old belief, or an old way of being, Sometimes it's the physical things in our lives that we have to let go of. Maybe it's a house or a car or something that's been sort of a weight hanging around your neck. And so the more that you are willing to let go and move forward, the Cardinal Cross can really do its job and show you what's new and what's possible. Now, the Cardinal Cross can be particularly powerful now, especially because we're in the shadow of the upcoming full moon. And this full moon is sitting across Taurus and Scorpio, demanding that we let go and release that which no longer resonates with our values. So we have been in a reworking of our values with the Cardinal Cross and being really pulled to align ourselves with whatever is new and that appears to be more in alignment with our authentic selves, right? So the things that we no longer resonate with, we have to let go. So the Cardinal Cross and the full moon are really moving us forward by requiring us to align ourselves with what is right for us. And that may mean that it's something different for each one of us, right? None of us are the same. And so whatever it is that is showing up in your world that becomes a potential for you to move forward, that's something I really, you know, I really believe will put you in alignment with the energies of the universe right now. Now, we're also experiencing a grand water trine, and it's formed by the planet Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, and Chiron in Pisces. This is a distinctly feminine energy, by the way, and it's attuning us to the guidance from our intuition and our unseen guides and angels. The more that we open up to listening to our intuition, the better that we are able to connect with our genuine or our unique path. Recently, I started working with human design astrology. A few weeks ago, I had Karen Curry on the show, and she really talked to us a lot about human design. And in human design, we would say that it is up to you to connect to your unique type and strategy, and that's really what this energy in the sky is also pushing us towards. And tomorrow, May 9th, a Star of David will form briefly with another grand trine, Earth signs. And that'll be made up of the Sun in Taurus and the Moon in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn. So a Star of David is comprised of six planets, which are all in sextile to each other or in a 60-degree angle or relationship to each other. And that creates an ease and flow of the energy around the horoscope chart or around your individual chart. And so the addition of the grand trine in Earth guides us to the more practical and productive things that we can be doing to affect our growth and our evolution. So you have the intuitive energies from the grand water trine paired with the more practical down-to-earth energies of the earth trine. And so for tomorrow, get out and do something, you know, that is, take an actionable step, something forward that is something practical and useful that will align you with on your path. So some of the key themes that are coming up for next week are about values and aligning yourself with what is authentic to you. And the other theme that seems to be coming up for the coming week is our connection to the natural abundance of the world we live in and how we can tap into that flowing stream of abundance. The third theme is the practical action steps. You know, what do I have to let go of in order to move forward, and can I move forward fearlessly and empowered? And the last theme we'll be working with for the week is about passion and creativity. And seriously, what we are doing or seeing here is the priming of the pump, if you will, for the very different energies that are going to come to us as we move into the second half of 2014. And I'll give you a hint. It's all about fire, passion, bold actions. And we'll be talking more about that as we move into June and we start to connect with the energies of that second half of 2014. All right, so I told you in my little blurb about the show today that we were going to be doing little numerology readings. And my guest today is Marilyn Harper. She is going to be taking us through some of that energy. And Marilyn is an internationally recognized expert on the walk-in phenomenon, and I can't wait to talk to her about that. She humorously points out that it took three car accidents before she awakened to her true calling as a channel and began developing her spiritual gifts. As a trained master in several healing modalities, her mission is to create bliss, B BLISS on the planet, which stands for Because Life is Simply Spiritual. Through her popular Adirondack and Company outreach, Marilyn teaches certification courses in intuitive development and entering the Akashic Records. In her work as a speaker, facilitator, and healer, Marilyn's goal is to provide fun experiences and practical methods to help people laugh, love, and remember who they are and experience deep joy. Please join me in welcoming Marilyn Harper. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello. Nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I'm really excited to have you here. I in looking over your bio and all the different things that you do, I realized that you are a pretty, I guess we could say, eclectic spiritual person here. You have a lot of varied interests, right? It seems like I saw channeling. I noticed some of the things that people said about you. I'm going to share this because I thought it was hysterical. What audiences say about you? She's like the Bette Midler of the woo-woo world. You've got to tell me the story behind that one.
Well, I am. I'm short, and I have been compared to Bette Midler, even though I'm not a singer. She's pretty feisty and loves to laugh and kind of
throws
you a little off guard with her wild nature, and I think that's why I've been compared to her.
As I read that, I thought, what does she do, break out in song or you know,
well,
you know, because she's a pretty funny woman, too.
I have broken out into song. I do a talk several places called Every Little Cell, and I do teach my audiences how to sing happiness into their cells, the cells of their body.
I love that. I love it. I should play this clip I have sitting here ready for us, but my favorite song starting, oh, I don't know, probably with the Academy Awards was the song Happy by Pharrell Williams, who...
Isn't that great?
It is the greatest song I've ever heard, and I now have seen it with dogs singing it. I have now seen it with children from South Africa singing it. There is a 24-hour change of the video that happens where all of the singers and the dancers in the video are different. I mean, it's huge, the energy that he's created with about being happy. I just love it.
Well, you know, in traveling all over the world, I just came back from a tour of Israel, and people are people everywhere, and that is the main thing that they ask. That is the main question: is what do I need to do to be happy? Is how am I happy? So that's powerful.
Well, you know, I want to come back to that question because I want to know how you answer that for people. But before we do, you know, I want you to be able to tell us in your own words a little bit about your life's journey and how you came to be on this path. So tell us, who is Marilyn Harper besides the Bette Midler of the woo-woo world?
Well, I thought maybe I was the Bette Midler of the woo-woo world because in my former lifetime, before my transformation of a walk-in, I actually sang telegram professionally. I was a singing telegram person. So,
even though I'm not a singer,
I'm an entertainer, or I have been. In 1993, though, I experienced what they call a walk-in, which is a major transformation. For me, it was a complete soul exchange. Ruth Montgomery coined the term walk-in in the 80s as a person who, instead of dying, the body dying, the soul, original soul in the body left, and a new soul came in to take their place. Now, I was deacon in the Christian church at the time. I was selling advertising for a country western radio station. I was just about as normal as any Missouri girl could be. I mean, I grew up in Kansas, so in a very, very traditional environment. And so when I came away from complications following a surgery and everything changed, everything. I mean, I used to be in my former lifetime. In this lifetime, I taught English. I couldn't hardly write a sentence in English after I walked in. I used to be a costume designer. I've done a lot of different things. I changed jobs about every 2 or 3 years until I finally found the one that fit, and that was channeling. I was in the dark after I walked in for about 3 years because I had no idea what had happened, and it was not a part of my belief system to even have that experience. And then in 96, I woke up, or was awakened. I mean, that's a whole wild story. As soon as our book comes out, you'll have to read it. I'll send you a copy.
Please do.
About how that all, how I found out what a walk-in was and how that worked. But that set me on a spiritual path to really remember or be all that I am. I started working in meditation. And in fact, meditation has been a real powerful avenue in my life. I'm starting a meditation mastery class actually tonight after we finish here. After I became a Reiki master in 98, I was working on someone and doing a private session with them, a private Reiki session. I'm sure your audience knows what Reiki is.
Right, yep, most likely.
Yes, and I was visited by one of the ascended masters, Serapis Bey, in my energy field. And meditation was automatic and inspired writing. And so I knew very clearly what my guidance system felt like and what they sounded like. And kind of, you know, inspired writing is kind of like taking dictation from your guidance system.
Mm-hmm.
And Serapis Bey was not a direct part of my guidance system. So after that happened, I mean, Serapis Bey, one of the Ascended Masters, convinced me to step aside. And I've had several people over the years, you know, I've had astrology readings and psychic readings and tarot readings and channeled readings, and they all told me the same thing. You are a channel. You are here. You are have that capability. That is what you are here to do, and you're to connect with people's oversoul. And I'm like, you know, I sell advertising for a country western station. I don't think so.
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty intense to have so many people say the exact same thing. And it was even in my astrology chart. Believe it or not, in my astrology chart is the walk-in. That shows up. Which is pretty interesting. Yeah, and it shows up in my the awakening to the walk-in as well in my original astrology chart. And then when you do the astrology on the walk-in, it shows up as well. It's amazing. Yeah, it's very powerful. And
there's been one other person in my life that I've had that had a walk-in, that it was a walk-in. And it was the most fascinating journey for me to be able to have that person in front of me with both birth dates and be able to do a chart for them. It was very profound, and it very clearly shows up that there was a major transformation that would occur in the first life. And in the second life, guess what? She also came in to channel, which was the weird.
Really?
I mean, that's, yeah. And,
interesting.
And again, you know, very clearly showed up in the astrology chart, although I don't know, you know, if I was the astrologer reading her chart before she had the experience, would I have foreseen, you know, exactly how that would happen, or would it have been more like a conversation about a transformation that's coming in your life? And this happened to her when she was very young. She was, I think, 9 years old, if I remember correctly, when she drowned in a creek, a swollen creek by her house, and came back in. It was the most fascinating thing I've ever experienced. So I can just imagine how you feel in that situation. You're living it.
Yeah, it was very, you know, especially since the first 3 years, I had no idea what had happened. I thought I had lost my mind. I thought, did I have a stroke or something? You know, and then when I finally did wake up, it was, and then when I eventually, after Serapis Bey came in 98, I don't think I ever really came back completely present in my body after that. I was still selling advertising, and I was still driving 150 miles a day in my car, but I would wake up every once in a while and say, where am I? And I would be out in the country somewhere. And so that was a little alarming, and that was the year that I had the 3-car wreck. I also had 5 speeding tickets that year. So I wasn't completely present. I wasn't hurt seriously in any of the car wrecks, thank you, God. And but after the 3rd one, a friend came and stayed with me. And the whole orchestration of this friend who I had just met, and, you know, keep in mind, I was still in the metaphysical closet at this time. I was still selling advertising. I was still kind of attending the traditional church, Christian church, Disciples of Christ, and pretty much in the closet, right?
Yeah.
I was living in small town Springfield, Missouri, and the universe really arranged for this person to come stay with me after my 3rd car wreck. And when she came, I had just met her, and I heard myself asking her if she wanted to come park her RV in my driveway while she did some work on, I had a surgery scheduled to remove a lump on my back, and she came and parked her RV in my driveway, and on the side of the RV was the size of a billboard, right? It said, divine intervention, spiritual healing for something, something, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. So much for the metaphysical closet.
And now it's been, now the metaphysical closet is parked in your driveway.
Exactly. And it was pretty fascinating because she could tell immediately that I was not present and knew how. She had the tools to know how to step my conscious self aside and ask to speak to my higher self or whoever was present. And that was the first time Adaronda actually spoke. And they came in immediately, and they said who they were and that they were from the 17th dimension and that they were here as a messenger from source energy. They called God, what we know of as God, source energy, because the people on this planet were not getting it fast enough. And that I am an activator. They said that I, Marilyn Harper, they call me the vessel. I'm an activator, and I'm to gather groups together, and through the magnified energy of the 17th dimension being Adaronda and the council that they are a spokesbeing for, we will activate and awaken people throughout the planet. And I'm still doing that.
Wow. So Adaronda isn't an individual then. That it sounds like it's a group.
That is correct. Adaronda is the spokesbeing. Never having spoken through a human form, they are the spokesbeing for a group or a collective, archangels, guides, teachers, you know, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, Master Yeshua, Jesus, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Isis, Osiris, Ra, Sekhmet, Babaji, St. Germain. And they kind of, whenever I do private sessions with people, and they come, the council comes and goes. They connect directly to the oversoul or the higher self of the person that I'm working with, and then provide them with a wide variety of information, you know, from believe it or not, professional business advice. I'm a medical intuitive, so I can connect in with what is physically challenging and work on the blockages. And there, you know, information on whatever is in their highest good to know. And the 17th dimension, it was fascinating when Adaronda first came in because I was like, oh, yeah, right. Wait a minute. That's too much for me. And we recorded those first interviews. And they described what the 17th dimension looks like and convincing factor that this was real and something I needed to pay attention to because I'd had dreams over and over and over for a long time about this place that had, that was like blue. The atmosphere was blue, and there were rounded buildings with a strange entryway into the structures, and the vegetation was this rubbery kind of blue tree-like. It felt like, you know, a baby bottle nipple. And and they described that place. And so Adironda did. And so I thought, okay, so I'll listen. I'll participate for the time being. And it's been a powerful journey for sure. I mean, the members of the council, when I do a group channeling session, they come forward and speak independently. And I actually got interested in numerology through my work with Adironda, because we would always have to do a group session on 222. We would always have to do a group session on 1111. We would always have to do, 99 of 09.
All those double digit,
triple digit dates. And it was all, you know, really powerful. So that sort of stimulated my interest in what is it with these numbers. And I started doing some research, and believe it or not, went to a party. It was like, you asked in your notes, you know, how I got involved in numerology. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
You'll never believe it. I went to a party. and there were people walking around and talking and playing music, and, you know, there was some alcohol floating around somewhere. And in one room, which I walked into that room and left and walked into the room and left, and it was like I wanted to go in there, but I wasn't sure, and I was really nudged by my guidance system to go in. You know, I've been a sort of a kicker and screamer, you know, okay, I'll do it all my life. That's a Bette Midler part, I think.
No doubt.
They were doing numerology, and I had never heard of it. It was like a foreign language to me. But we did the numerology on my birth name, and I'm like, well, no wonder. My birth name is Marilyn Jo Seward, S-E-W-A-R-D, and the consciousness of that is an 11-7-22. You know, it all adds up to the same numbers. And if you do my married name, which I'm divorced now twice, and it also adds up to an 11-7-22. And when you do my soul name, Mer Hashan and I, it also adds up to an 11-7-22. So it was like I and my birth force number adds up to a 22. So it's like, you know, I had no choice but to follow this path. And,
no kidding.
Yeah, and so that was when I really got interested in what numerology does. And I, you know, I'm guessing that your audience knows a bit about numerology. Have you had numerologists on before?
Yes, we have had a numerologist on before, and so I think, you know, most people are pretty familiar with numerology. They may not always know how to calculate it, but I know that they're interested in it. And you know, we actually have quite a few callers in the queue now waiting for some reading. So I want to lead us into that. But I also noticed on your website that you do something with Double Digits Day, and now I kind of understand why that's important to you, because you seem to have a lot of double digits going on in your own numerological profile. So tell
us
about
Double
Digits Day.
Yeah, it's a powerful day. Anytime you have a double digit, like a 1-1-2-2-3-3, we just had the 5-5. And 11-11 is also powerful. Well, they all are. What they do is they take that individual number and they magnify the energy or the intention behind that individual number. I was guided in 2009, as I said earlier, to that I've done group sessions on significant double-digit days. 222 is triple-digit day. And on 9-9 of 2009, I was guided to by my guidance system and Adironda to start a double-digit subscription. And I have this subscription. It's a live session, videoed session, call-in session with people on the basic meaning of that month's double digit and how it pertains to our life. And then Adironda always does an activation to activate your body, activate yourself. We work in the emotional body, which is where the change happens first. And so every month, in fact, we just finished the 5-5 double digit. And, Shannon, I have to say it was huge. Huge. And it continues on, as you said, with the next week's full moon. The God frequency makes perfect sense. I went to the universe. You know, if I could, you can't plan this stuff.
I know.
You just can't. The universe arranged for me to have a trip to Israel. I just got back. I spent 9 days in Israel walking in the steps of the Master Jesus. Or Yeshua, as they are originally called, and connecting with that love, unconditional love frequency. I came back so fascinated with how it all came about. And for the first time ever, this was before I went to Israel, the double digit, the Master Yeshua, who was on the council, announced that they would be doing the double digit, which they did on 5-5. And now when we talk about the God frequency, which is also a 5, on May 14th, the full moon, that it's a powerful month for source energy. And it is about, you know, getting your stuff together. And if you've got trigger points that you are not honoring and healing or releasing or integrating, then they are going to come up and rattle their little energy right in your face so you can get to it.
I think it's fascinating how things, you know, different disciplines line up together. For example, you know, I just went through the whole of the astrology forecast for next week, and it's pretty much exactly what you're saying, that, you know, through the numbers as well, they pretty much validate each other, that, you know, these are the things that we are working on, these are the energies that are available, and, you know, change seems to be the number one thing that, you know, is coming for all of us. And so I wanted you to tell us a little bit about what the energy was that for the double digits 5-5, because, you know, we know Cinco de Mayo and, you know, it was a great day. But tell us more about what the 5-5 energy was revealed to you.
Well, normally a 5-5 is about, you know, hang on, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Right.
Big changes are occurring, big transformation. Yet when you add the whole date, the year into it, which is what I always do. I usually do it separately and then together. That comes up to a 17, which then downloads into an 8. Well, you know, 8 historically is that number of abundance, that number of infinite abundance, and really very connected to power and money and the way that works in that infinity. Master Yeshua came in and said that it was truly about activating your own personal infinite potential and the potentiality of who you are. And that was the 8 energy there, that symbol of infinity, and they actually connected in with the 8 energy as it flows through you up and down and flows out from you, connecting you to your whole environment. And with the 5-5, that Cinco de Mayo kind of Yahoo Wahoo celebration, they were really very, very clear that the reason that they were here on 5-5 was to remind you to celebrate who you are.
Right.
And
right.
to celebrate your differences and to celebrate the differences of all people. And they gave a beautiful, beautiful analogy of someone. We had question and answer, and someone asked, you know, how are we to you say, you know, love all, that love will conquer all, and all we have to do is love. But how do we love people that are bombing our borders? And while I was in Israel, they were bombing the borders of Israel. Now, this was kind of alarming. I didn't watch the news again. because here I was sitting in Israel and all by myself in a hotel room, and I flipped on, you know, 27 channels on the television, and they were all in Hebrew or Arabic, except for one, and it was in English, and the first thing that was up was, they're bombing the borders of Israel, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking,
oh.
Israel's like the sound of the size of Missouri, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't turn that on again.
Good plan.
Yeah, but, you know, someone asked that question, and the Master Yeshua gave the most amazing analogy of comparing people to trees. And they described the redwoods with their great strength and their towering energy and their rough bark, and how they gather together, though, because they've got shallow roots, and they gather together to support each other and hold each other up. And, and you know, then you look at the aspen, which has a mother tree, that a clump of aspen are all connected through their roots, and they're smooth and white and clear, and they actually have little eyes in their bark. And how could you say that one tree is right and the other tree is wrong? How could
right.
you say
you
that?
Can.
Exactly. And then they compared that energy to the hairs on your head. You know, if you look under a microscope, they're all completely different. But do you love one hair less than you love another hair? You know, and they compared that to people. And it's like, you know, if everybody were the same, it would be boring. We just
right,
get the opportunity to learn that love frequency, that God frequency, is the most powerful frequency. And once we get that, there may be peace in this planet, on this planet, and that would be the intention.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And just for you know, information to some of the listeners, I have someone in the chat room that isn't real familiar with numerology. But the reason we're calling this the God frequency is because the word God, because you can take words and break them into numbers, assign each letter a number, and when you add up the letter of that word, or the numbers of that word, it becomes a frequency all of its own. So the word God adds up to 17-8. And so the number 8 or 17-8 is often identified as the God frequency. So when it shows up in someone's birth path or something like that, that, you know, it has, they have the elements of the God frequency in their life. Now, are you ready to do some readings? Because we're
sure.
gathering some people up here. And so I thought what we would do is, because it's real easy if we just get your birth date. So if you're in the queue, I think what you just need to give us your birth date. And then, Marilyn, you can do maybe their life path or whatever I think you called it.
The birth date would represent their destiny or their life purpose or their life force, right?
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and have our producer bring in our first caller, Diane. And actually, he can't, so let's see if I can do it.
Hi.
Diane, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Great. I don't think I've ever been first in the queue before. This is pretty exciting.
This is Diane Light. Hi, Diane.
It is Diane Light. Oh, you recognize my voice. I was trying to, you know, disguise it.
Nice try, honey. Nice try. Okay,
What a great show. It's exciting. So my birth date is November 4th, 1954.
November 4th.
1954. So there's those double digits
right
there. That
adds up to a 7, yeah. That adds up to a 7 altogether, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, math is not necessarily my strong suit, although I do love the numbers.
I get a 34-7.
Yeah, as a part of your destiny, Diane. You are here to develop wisdom. You are here to individualize and attract authority. In other words, people always turn to you for authority. You are a spiritual teacher. You are encountering the experiences to teach people how to understand who they are. You are here to intellectualize their energy, others' energy, and to help them learn the freedom, believe it or not, of solitude, and to understand the mysteries of life. You know, as a seven birth force, you have a higher energy and a higher frequency of understanding those mysteries of life. You know them in the cells of your body. All you have to do is get out of your own way to remember them. And it's really, really a powerful frequency. You're also a teacher, a spiritual teacher. Now, you can't really teach necessarily English or math or a traditional subject, but give mysticism, you're all over it. And that's really what you'll do is to teach mysticism and to help people learn to hold that energy. So now you have, let me do this on this year, 11, 11, 4, 2, 1, 4. So this is a 13, this is a 4 year for you.
A working year, building year.
Yes, it is a working year. This is the time for you to learn your own craftsmanship. This is the time for you to discipline yourself this year. This is from birthday to birthday. This is the time for you to hold steadfast to your, you know, financial structures, to your physical structures. This is the time for you to get everything organized. You know, and what I found is everybody has a little different twist on what the numbers mean. I really connected with Adirondack to find out what the numbers mean to us and how we present them. So if this is not in the regular traditional books, just take that under consideration. But what you're here to
do,
thank
you.
Diane.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
What you're
thank
here
you,
to do is to bring forth that determined effort this year of your
thank you. Very valid. Very validating. Very validating.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Love the show.
Well, Diane.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for calling in and joining us and having letting Marilyn talk to you about your numbers.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll be listening again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye,
okay,
Diane.
So our next caller is Debbie. And Debbie, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about double digits.
Debbie, there's a million of you out there. Hold on. Let's see if it works out. I do not know what is going on there. That is so funny.
Can Debbie text in her birthday?
Debbie, if you're listening, I see you in the chat room, I believe, so send me your birth date. I know it's April 23rd. I just can't remember what year, and we can do that. In the meantime, while she's getting us that message, let's see if I can bring in our next person, whose name is Liat, and hopefully it doesn't happen to her. Let's see. Liat,
hi.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yay, it didn't do it. I don't know what that
Yay.
Was all about. But thank you for calling in.
Last caller, I think I missed, like, did you say she was a 7 day force number, like the day she was born?
No. When you take your birth force, excuse me, when you take your destiny number, what that is your birth date. Like if my birth date is 3/11/1952, so you take 3 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 9 + 5 + 2, and so for hers, that gives us her destiny number. Now, her this year's number, you take her birth date and then 2014, and that's what she's doing in this year.
Okay, because I know I'm a 7 day force number, but the other one is a 1, I believe, my destiny force.
What's your birth date?
9/25/1974.
9/25/1974. So that is
7.
It's a what?
7/10.
I add the whole thing up to a 37, right?
Yep, 37/10.
Which is a 10. Right.
Or a 1. Yeah.
So or a 1. Now, a 1, Liat, it's Liat, right?
Yes.
A 1 is a powerful, powerful number of leadership. So I don't know what you do for your living. I don't know where you are, but you wherever you are, people will follow you. People will turn to you for the answers. They will turn to you because you're a natural born leader. You're a natural, creative, positive, ambitious, persistent, self-reliant individual. You know, those who have 1 or 10 as their birth force, 1, in my opinion, is your birth force, and the 0 represents the God source or the source, if you would prefer. you know, that language thing, you know. Why does God trigger so many people, you know? But so with the two numbers together, as they add in, that you really are here to really spread your wings and expand your independence and your individual nature. You really carry through that self-reliance. I mean, when you get an idea, you dig your heels in and you move forward as a spiritual teacher. You move forward with the energy of really soaring to that new destiny that you're accomplishing. When you bring forth that energy, you're quite bold. You know, I don't know what you do for your living, but you know, if you ever wanted to be a designer or a business owner, you know, you explore new avenues. This is like a brand new world for you, and you are jumping into it with both feet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then when you couple it with this year, which would be 9... That's a 5. And this is a big month for you. This month with all the 5s and all of the energy of the God frequency, especially since your destiny number, your birth force number is a 1, your destiny for this year is to really, or for this year, from your birthday to birthday, is really about flexibility for you. It's really about looking to see how you can transform your life and really accommodate that courage to stand your ground and step out and be the leader that you're really meant to be. This month and this year is also really going to be awakening your sensual nature. I don't know if you're in a relationship, but if you're not, you probably will be. If you are, woohoo! It's time to have a extra romp between the sheets or something, because this year your sexuality, your sensuality is really heightened. Does that help?
Yeah, I'm single, but I do have somebody I like, and it seems like it's turning a little bit of a corner, so I'm feeling a little hopeful.
Yeah. Hold on to that corner. I mean, if it feels right, if you know, as a leader, in your nature, it's really, as a 1, it's really sometimes challenging for you to have relationships, because you're such a powerful person yourself, that you have a strong personality and you really are able to jump into things wholeheartedly. However, this year there's so much sensuality in your chart, I'm sure that Janet could attest to that. There's so much energy moving around that it really really holds a strong frequency for sensuality.
Mhm.
So good, very good.
I think that sounds really good for you, Liat.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You are most
welcome.
Thank
you so much for calling in today. So I have the birth date for Debbie, whose line went wacko when we went on there. And her birthday is 4/23/1954.
4/23/1954. So you are also a one.
Oh, Debbie, you're there without all the noise.
I know, without
awesome.
All the best stuff.
How does that happen?
I don't know. As soon as I called in, it was all garbly.
That's powerful energy that you have, Debbie.
I guess.
You know, you are a 28, which adds up to a 1 as well. And, you know, you are the person that is in charge. You are the person that others will turn to. You may not be the actor in front of the audience. You would be the theatrical agent. You would be the one that keeps all the balls rolling and keeps all the energy flowing and has 1,000 details that you're in control of, and it doesn't feel like anything to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess. And on Human Design, that wears me out.
That's because she's a projector.
No wonder
projector.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely. It can easily wear you out. And so for this year, let's look at what this year does. So this year is a 7. Ooh, we've had lots of 1s and lots of 7s here. This year, your personal year, this is your year to really be meticulous about going inside. It's really about connecting to your own personal energy and learning the solitude. Do you meditate?
I do.
Good for you. This year, your meditation practice will actually expand. You will be meditating in different ways. It really is going to be about honoring that energy and this year and learning that wisdom that is within you. It's learning the ability to concentrate 100%. You are a manifester, Debbie. You really, what you speak, what you think, what you feel, comes in so strong. So have a real awareness that when you're thinking negative things, that is like turning in your purchase order to God. And you're very, very, this year your extrasensory perception, your intuitive energy, your spiritual gifts are really, as Diane's were, that your spiritual gifts are going to be enhanced in a major way this year from birthday to birthday. So be open to that. It's really, you may experience, take a deep breath. We're seeing a little, in your energy, a little kind of an upset in business or in a relationship or something to that effect. So when that happens, just know that that's a part of the 7 energy for this year.
I got a divorce after 25 years of marriage. That could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. There you go. And in that, and the 7, you know, if you look at the 7, it's about turning the corner. And
right.
You have turned a corner in your life. So congratulations for that. It may not feel great right now, but it will. It will. Just hang in there and keep expanding your mysticism, expanding your intuition, because it's coming in loud and strong this year.
Keep
great.
Smiling. Every picture I see you on Facebook, you are smiling.
Yes,
beautifully.
Right.
Beautiful hats and flowers around you. Keep up that stuff.
Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Thanks, Debbie.
Janet, love you.
All right, love you too. All right, let's see. I think let's bring on Tammy. And I think Tammy is the one that told me that she's never had a numerology, or she wasn't familiar with numerology. Is that right, Tammy?
Yes.
So this is all new and exciting for you.
Yes, it is.
All right. That's
good.
Well, yeah, take it away, Marilyn.
So tell me, what is your birth date?
Okay, it's September 26, 1969.
So let me just add that up.
I'll tell you what, the people whose birthdays are in the 2000s are so much easier to add.
That's a pretty young.
Oh, boy.
So that adds up to a 42, which is a 6. Excellent.
Yep,
a 6. You know, you are, Tammy, you are a nurturer. You are a peacemaker, you are kind, you're devoted, you're sort of idealistic, you know. When six is your destiny, you know, the six is a really, it's a time of balance. It's a time to learn responsibility this year and really kind of open yourself or balance your loving relationships. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
I think it's a time to look at that balance of starting a new relationship and how sometimes that's when you start a new relationship, it's kind of all consuming and part of you shies away from that relationship energy, because in the past it's been, you've kind of lost yourself in that. A 6 destiny number is such a soft, congenial, emotionally generous energy that sometimes in relationships you really get lost. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And as a result, sometimes you kind of hesitate to get involved in a relationship, even though your mind says you want one. The rest of your cells say, no, don't go there, you know, because you have a difficult time with that balance. I think that your 6 energy is such a nurturing, loving energy that it truly lends itself to relationship, but there's an opposite side there that it brings in hesitation. Have you had some trouble or some difficulty in relationship in the past?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you might even think that your picker is broken. You know, that you don't pick the person that would be the best for you. Does that make
right.
sense?
Exactly.
And so that, you know, as a result, you know, what I would do is I would go into the Akashic Records and see why your picker is broken and fix it and see how you can fix that. Because as a 6 destiny, you know, your soul really needs that nurturing energy, that loving balance, but it does have to be a balanced relationship. Now, for this year,
I hate to break in, ladies, but we have only about a minute and a half left of the show. So let's real quickly, Marilyn, tell our listeners how they can find you, and then maybe you can continue on with Tammy here.
Okay. Well, I am at Adironda, Adironda.com. That's A, D as in dog, I-R-O. N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, A.com. I have a Facebook page, Adironda, - Marilyn Harper, Infinite Possibilities for an Awakened World is my fan page. My personal page is Adironda Marilyn Harper, and I'd love to be friends with you. If you go to my website, I'll give you a free a daily message from Adironda, and next week's message starts with Yeshua's messages, which are really powerful. And I will also send you a free meditation for one of the meditations if you go to my Facebook page and sign up for that.
Awesome. Okay. And for those of you who are in the queue and maybe are waiting for your reading, and we won't have time to get to you today, but please feel free to email me at Janet Hickox HICKOX at hotmail.com, and I will get you a little mini numerology reading. And Tammy, don't hang up, because even though we're going to be ending the show here, she can stay on the line for you for just a couple of moments and finish what she was going to say to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Marilyn, go ahead.
And if they'd like to email me, Marilyn at Adironda.com, they could certainly schedule a little mini reading with me as well.
Oh, that's so nice. I just am putting that in the chat room for people, Marilyn at Adironda.com. Awesome.
Right, Marilyn at Adironda. Okay.
Okay. Tammy, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
So your year, this year, is also at 6. So you are doubling up this year. So be aware that you may be a little too trusting sometimes. That would be on the downside of the 6. Sixes also are feeling, sometimes they're almost alarmingly blunt. You know, they say what needs said, and they really lay it out a lot on the table. You may not like it, but you're going to hear about it anyway. Now,
yes.
So they're like really in opposition, because they also love to create harmony, and they're very blunt. So those two don't necessarily fit together, so it's like a dichotomy. When you look at the number 6 itself, that's a real balancing act. This is just touching on one little part. And many people, a couple 6, last month's double digit was the 4-4-2014 was a 6, and that was they brought in the energy of the Mother Mary. So the Mother Mary will probably be connecting with you this year in your guidance system, and it just feels like you're almost pregnant with energy right now. So you're really moving into a new level and a new step in your life, Tammy. So that will be a powerful move for you.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah,
it is very awesome.
Yeah, I need some good things. My life has been in a basket case.
Oh.
Well, I think it's going to turn around, because it's got some new energies coming in for sure with the 6, and remember, you're in charge, Tammy. You know,
yes. You
know, we didn't get to this, but you're the person that's in charge of things, and it's really hard sometimes for that nurturing, loving energy to take charge. However, remember, you're also really, really blunt. You're also really, really grounded in that this is what has to happen energy. So have that awareness. There's just like a balancing act with the two sides of your personality.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds Gemini-ish.
It does sound Gemini-ish. It would be interesting to then have Janet do your chart and see how that all plays in this year.
Right.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much for waiting to have your reading, and I really appreciate that, you know, you were listening today and called in.
Thank you.
Now, you know, Marilyn, I know you said you have a class coming up directly after this, so I want to honor your time, and is this time for you to have to get off the air with us?
It, you know, it really is pretty much time for me to go.
Okay.
I have my class start. Do you still have listeners on?
There's a couple of people in the queue, and there's two people that I can see that haven't had their readings yet that they can either email you, I suppose, or if you can,
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
If they would email me, I'll be happy to give them a little, I would even do it live, you know, on the phone with them, and I would be happy to. I just have another class, meditation class that starts at 8 o'clock. If they want to come sign up for it, it's not too late. They can go to online events on my website.
Okay, well, we better let you go, because it's already 5 o'clock my time, which means it has got to be 8 o'clock your time.
It is very close, yeah.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing the little bits of your life and your experience that you were able to share with us. And I hope you'll think about joining us again. And for all the listeners, again, her website is adironda.com, and that is A-D-I-R-N-N-D-A. da.com, and you can reach her by email at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at Adironda.com. Thank you so much, listeners, and everyone have a stellar week.